The U.S. has been having a problem lately with airplane and helicopter crashes.
An LAPD helicopter made an emergency landing, two officers on board.
Here's what we know. LAPD says one of its air support unit helicopters was doing a training exercise at the Los Alamitos training base when it had a minor training incident around 1 this afternoon. As a result, that pilot had to do an emergency landing.
A plane crash on a South Texas highway injured 4 people.
Yeah, that plane hit several cars when it landed on the access road of a highway in Victoria, southeast of San Antonio.
The plane crash happened in an intersection adjacent to a freeway overpass. Pieces of the aircraft damaged 3 vehicles on the ground. Video initially showed the plane split at the fuselage. Both the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board looking into what caused the crash.
Pilot is dead following a plane crash in Adams County. That's according to the Ohio State Highway Patrol. Currently out there on the scene, the plane was a private aircraft. It went down in a wooded area near Savage Road in Bratton Township. This all happened around 3:30 p.m. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board plan to investigate the crash.
We now have an FAA report that a military helicopter and a regional jet have collided near Reagan National Airport.
Yeah, you can see the moment of impact down there toward the bottom right-hand side of your screen. That's another plane taking off at the time. But when the camera zooms back out, you're going to see that explosion in just a moment. There it is, right there. So again, and you can see.
Another plane has crashed in another American city, and this time it is Philadelphia. A twin-engine medevac jet took off from a local airport en route to Missouri. That plane reached 1,600 feet after takeoff before plunging 11,000 feet per minute. Here is another look at the crash as it happened.
Fighter jet crash in Alaska.
We're learning more about the crash and the pilot who survived. Here's ABC's Lionel Moise.
Video circulating online shows the F-35 crashing at Eielson Air Force Base in Alaska, the pilot ejecting safely.
Yet another community is heartbroken. Residents in Nome saying it's very tight-knit. Everyone is affected by this in some way. And now investigators are focused on figuring out why this happened.
This morning, the U.S. Coast Guard releasing this photo of the mangled wreckage of the plane that vanished over open water in Alaska. 3 bodies of the 10 on board recovered.
This is out of Wilmington, North Carolina, and we are told that Novant Health is now confirming a medical helicopter crash that happened last night with 3 people injured.
Whether or not this is normal, it is being shown to us on the news more than usual, which is creating an emotional reaction. And the false narrative being pushed is that it's due to DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion hires. But there is zero evidence of this. It's simply another narrative to keep the sleepy masses busy while the solution of replacing humans with artificial intelligence is being implemented.
We're already working with an AI agent company, so they're building AI agents for this aviation data. So what you saw in America recently with the helicopter crash could have been easily preventable, because ultimately the data was there. We can look back at that crash and we can see those aircraft heading towards each other and crashing. So it wasn't the fact that the data wasn't there. It was just nobody was looking at it at the time. Or certainly the people that were looking at it weren't able to do anything about it. So really what we need to be able to do is, you know, why have a human looking at it all the time? Obviously you need a human there to monitor these systems. But if you can use agents to actually detect these issues and then to report them and alert them to the air traffic controllers, then everyone can be alerted to this problem or the situation coming up and do something about it.
Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.